Sirian Merpeople. The star system Sirius is a transition stage. Souls experience the Sirian energy as a preparation for more ego-related life forms, that is, humanoid forms. Therefore, a lot of you have memories of lives within this star system. Sirius is a double star or possibly triple star system in the constellation Canis Major, Orion's dog. Visible in the northern hemisphere evening sky from about November through to April. Sirius is the brightest star in the sky besides our Sunday. Some of you have been in the process of being awoken by Sirian guides from this system. These guides are working with you to prepare you to come into full consciousness. About 2 million years ago, the Sirians began adding some of their own DNA to the genetic material of Homo sapiens. They helped create the bodies we have now, so genetically, we are almost identical to them. The main physical differences are that Sirians tend to be taller than we are, with larger and more fully developed brains, and they live much longer. They have stereoscopic vision, in other words, they can see inside of an object. They have tremendous telepathic and psychic abilities. The Sirians are etheric in their native form and are now working with many of us not only to activate and open our five higher interplanetary chakras that have been dormant, but also they are working on our genetic structure. Human DNA is going to be shifting back to its original 12 strand from the current double strand. The Sirians are here to aid us in this process. There is a tribe of people in Mali, West Africa called the Dogon. The Dogon are of Egyptian descent and have the most incredible astronomical knowledge that goes back thousands of years. According to their oral traditions, a race of people from the Sirius system called the Namos visited Earth thousands of years ago. The Namos were amphibious beings that resembled mermen and mermaids. The Egyptian goddess Isis, who is sometimes depicted as a mermaid, is also linked with the star Sirius. The Namos, according to the Dogon legend, lived on a planet that orbited the stars in the Sirius system. They landed on Earth in an arc that made a spinning descent to the ground with great noise and wind. It was the Namos that gave the Dogon the knowledge about Sirius. The Namos are a race of beings that take the physical forms of dolphins, whales. Their home world is a planet in the Sirius star system that is made up entirely of warm aqua-blue oceans. The stories that we have of these creatures are not simply fairy tales but ancient memories of this creature. On their home world, they live in underwater cities that are the most amazing shapes, as they resemble shells and rocks. They have developed in consciousness, and with this they have developed the ability to walk upright. They have designed huge underwater caverns that are made in such a way that they can be used as giant amplifiers to send sound waves through the oceans of their home world. When they use these sound chambers, it is as if the entire ocean is humming with sound. Many beings come from all over the universe to bathe in the sound baths that are available there. They are also the guardians of the etheric Sirians who are in dolphin and whale bodies here on Earth. They can monitor them from far off in another dimension. The etherical Sirians are here on Earth as a way team, if you like. They are monitoring the electromagnetic grid of the planet, helping to balance and look after the biosphere of Earth. In Atlantean times, the Sirian beings found a way to change their forms and take on a human body, walking the Earth as an Earth guardian. The Sirian souls came as dolphins and whales, the cetaceans. They are the most fully conscious sentient beings on this planet. The reason for this is that as dolphins, they don't experience such separation and feelings of isolation from Earth and nature, like we as humans tend to. Dolphins are truly the caretakers of the Earth. Humans were meant to share in this role of caring for the Earth and all of life on and in it, but most humans have been asleep for a very long time now. The Sirians, along with many others, are here to help us change that. You can access this Sirian self that you are in this dolphin body in mediation. Allow yourself to wander in your imagination and allow this Sirian part of yourself to come into your imagination. Through practice, you will be able to align yourself with the energy more fully. The star Sirians work with your star codes that are inherent, yet dormant in your DNA. A star code is a particular and specialized DNA strand, There is a strand of DNA which is unique to humans, that is part of the direct ancestral lineage of human beings, which was the result of interbreeding between the Syrians and early man. You are part of this direct lineage. Biologically, in your DNA you have many of the Syrian star codes. Once these star codes are all reactivated, then your Syrian self can come down and fully anchor itself into your DNA structure. This will bring about a transformation on the level of the DNA. This in turn will affect the body. The vibrational level, the rate of oscillation of the atoms of your body will slowly begin to speed up, due to the integration of your Syrian energy and the firing of your dormant star codes. Now this can and will have some effect on your awareness and emotions and thinking processes. Do not expect to wake one morning to find yourself enlightened, but over time you will really start to move very fast along your spiritual development path. This transformation may affect the body. Make sure you take plenty of exercise and drink plenty of clean water. When the body is integrating high dimensional levels, it can have a hard time, if not given the things that aid it in its process. You are asking a lot of your body to go through such profound and vibrational changes without love and support. You will intuitively know what your body needs, whilst it goes through this process. Symptoms that you may experience as you integrate this aspect of your soul into your body are vibrations that seem to come from the bones and teeth. This occurs when the star codes are fired in the DNA. It is as if you are vibrating from right inside your bones. This usually happens first thing in the morning, when you are still half in the dream state and half awake. Usually, as you awaken completely, this stops. Other symptoms are being icy cold. You will not be able to get warm as the cold is coming from within you. No matter how long you stand next to the fire, you will not get warm, as the cold is being radiated from the bones of your body. These symptoms come and go and should not be a constant occurrence. There may be energy rushes or shivers that will go up and down the spine. Sometimes you will feel like your hair is standing on end. This is an indication that the Syrian self-A energy is coming down and moving into the body. The Syrian self will come down and move into the body, and its presence alone will activate these codes. Then it will leave again. You will after some time become more and more aware of this Syrian energy, and after some time you will find a way to communicate with this being or self. The Syrian communication will not be in words, it will in the form of symbols, very similar to mandalas. These will be made of light patterns, colorful and beautiful. These patterns are the means of communication and also the energy that instructs the star codes in the DNA of your physical human body to activate. You may be moved to draw or paint these mandalas. You may see them in your dreams or meditations, or simply find that they come from your pen. Get creative. If you could reproduce this language in physical form, it would aid others in their star code activation. This is part of your mission here on Earth, to bring to Earth the language of the Syrian star codes. Are you an artist? If yes, then good. If no, then find a way to become one. Why is this happening, you may ask? Why am I to integrate my Syrian self into the cells of my body and activate my star codes? Because you are here on Earth on a mission. You as soul, choose to come to Earth at this time in a human physical body and then bring all of who you are on the other levels, here into the cells of your body. Why, you may ask? Because if you can anchor your multidimensional consciousness with all its expressions in a physical body, then you would aid the planet in its transformation. By anchoring all of your magnificent multidimensional self here in your body, you aid the increase in vibration, and this in turn, aids the transformation of the planet. You may be called to move into the arena of healing once your Syrian energy is fully anchored in the body. You may find that you are able to visualize the star codes and activate other people's TMS DNA whilst inserting these mandalas into the etherical body of the client. You have a lot of possibilities open to you as to how you work with this Syrian energy. The Syrian star beings are of a fifth dimensional frequency. We as humans on Earth vibrate at a third dimensional rate, whereas the Syrian star beings vibrate at a fifth dimensional rate. The atoms of their bodies vibrate at the speed of light. The Sirian star beings are responsible for radiating energy into the surrounding space that calls all light bodies into perfect alignment with the divine plan for the universe. This energy holds within it the codes and designs for ascending frequencies in a way that is balanced and in harmony. The Sirian star beings gather together and call intricate patterns and geometric shapes from within their light bodies to create a combined pattern. This is the blueprint that contains all the information that is needed by beings on lower levels to evolve and ascend planets and systems in frequency. The crop circles on the planet Earth at this time are a good example of the types of patterns and designs that the Sirian star beings created. Are you interested in geometric designs? By looking and meditating on the crop circles on the planet at this time, will awaken within the cells of your body the information and the energy of your star consciousness. It is very important that you align yourself with this energy, as it will help you to evolve along your spiritual path and call all negative energies within your body up to the surface, to be cleared. There are many different kinds of beings who reside in the Sirian system. There are cat beings, which were revered and worshipped in ancient Egypt. These cat beings are very tall and stand upon their hind legs. They had great powers of intuition and have very powerful psychic abilities. They can move objects by projecting their energy into the object, and then they move their energy and the object moves. They can also control and manipulate other people's minds. They came to Earth many times and altered the brain waves of human beings, bringing human beings the ability to feel danger and earth changes such as earthquakes and the shifting of the poles. They loved humanity and wanted to help encourage their survival, and so they brought them these abilities to help with their survival. There are also humanoids from this system. They appear just as we on Earth do, but they are somewhat taller and have very pale skin. They have very high and powerful philosophical abilities, and they have amazing powers of being able to rationalize their experience. However, this was their downfall. As their planet was ascending, it demanded a new perception, a way of perceiving reality. No longer could they perceive in rational terms, but needed to develop the ability to perceive paradoxes. This was almost impossible for them to do, and they could not allow themselves this new way of seeing reality. This caused a big and devastating imbalance within their psyche, and many Sirians became imbalanced as their planet ascended. We here on the Earth are going through something similar. There will be miracles and amazing phenomenon occurring on Earth as it ascends. If you cannot accept this with your mind, this will cause you an imbalance. Think big, allow yourself the perception that you are everything, a limited human and also God, the ultimate paradox. Aluia works from her home in Cornwall, England. She can assist you on your journey of personal self-discovery by providing you with the tools to discover your inner source of power that contains the solution for life's everyday challenges. She provides a variety of distant private sessions, which you can read about in the Soul Reading and Healing Sessions section of her website. She continues to work closely with other dimensional beings and channels the information that they provide her. Look for the articles section on her website and look out for her downloadable books too.